SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today we hear the folk singer and balladeer Hans-Peter Treichler introducing and singing some of the most famous historic Swiss songs.
Stets in Trure muss ich leben, sag mit was han ich's verschoben. Will mein Schatz ist schon trüb worden, muss ich's leiden mit Geduld. Will mein Schatz ist schon trüb worden, muss ich's leiden mit Geduld. Zwar aus meinen Augen, aber nicht aus meinem Sinn. Hätte ich mir wohl dürfen glauben, dass ich treu gewesen bin. Hätte ich mir wohl dürfen glauben, dass ich treu gewesen bin. Mühlstein trag ich Trabe und Trost flüsten kühle Wein. Bis dir Tischle trag ich Fiege, so lang sollst du bliebe mir. Bis dir Tischle trag ich Fiege, so lang sollst du bliebe mir.
However remote and secluded some of Switzerland's mountain valleys may be, the traditional Swiss folk ballad is an important part of the European song heritage. It shares its popular themes, the joys and sorrows of love, the glory but also the sufferings of war, the strange powers of the supernatural. In Britain and America, the ballads of bygone times have kept astonishingly fresh and are still being handed down through the generations, are modified, performed, recited, and recorded. In Switzerland, however, the situation is different. Among popular songs, the old ballad has largely been replaced by sentimental songs dating back to the latter half of the 19th century. Only in recent years have young folk singers discovered some of the treasures still hidden away in archives and collections, and have tried to blow away some of the dust. Stets in Trure, always in sorrow, the song you just heard, is a particular favorite of mine. Its last verses show a widely popular folk pattern, the world upside down. Only when the mountains bow down, it says, only when wine is gushing from a dry millstone will the singer forget his beloved. A pretty way of saying never, which reminds me of a similar turn in the old tune Turtle Dove. The crow that's black shall turn its colors white, the noonday shall turn night, and so on. While Stets in Trure was mentioned as far back as the 16th century, our next song dates from the year 1799. Napoleon's troops had invaded Switzerland and eliminated an ancien régime which had outlived itself. So resistance against the French troops was not always very convincing. Our song, a satire in musical terms, tells of a group of Bernese tailors fighting the enemy with musical instruments.
Acht Berner Schneider ziehen die Krieg mit Pfeifen und Trompeten, mit Trompcinell und Bombardung, mit Klarinett und Flöte, mit Klarinett und Flöte. Ein einziger Mischte Haup, man sieht mit schönen gelben Hosen. Ein einziger hat ein Sabalko, mit dem sind's gack Franzosen, mit dem sind's gack Franzosen. Da bläst das Bombardung mit einer solchen Gewalt, dass neben ihm das Klarinett Stein muss dort zu Boden fällt, Stein muss dort zu Boden fällt. Komm heisst der gute Knab im Grab, so geht drei Tage herum. Da blast er halt in Neuenburg der Flötenbläser um, der Flötenbläser um. Der Hauptmann sagt, jetzt wird's mir zu dumm, wenn das so weitergeht. Sind wir, bevor wir Franzosen sind, schon alle zusammen tot, schon alle zusammen tot. Er zieht der Säbel aus und haut das Bombardung in zwei. Und kommandiert die Rechtsumkehrt, jetzt gehen wir wieder heim, jetzt gehen wir wieder heim.
You may have guessed by now that the cause of all this misfortune was the bombardon, a deadly bass tuber with which one of our tailors tried his luck. And so this worthy instrument becomes a symbol of irreverence and comical despair. There are, of course, numerous old ballads that tell the story of Swiss military triumphs, of glory and of battles won. The song you're going to hear now, Potsmarter Chüri Felti, is something in between. An account of the Battle of Bicocca, where Swiss troops, fighting as mercenaries for King Francis I of France, neither lost nor won. It was 1522, and the Swiss were facing German mercenaries in northern Italy. Military history was rather complicated in those days. The enemy had dug themselves in deep trenches, and threw back the Swiss onslaught with gunfire and cannon shot. This greatly infuriated the Swiss, who dared the opponents, in the words of the song, to come out and fight man to man the way it was done in our forefathers' times. Three times they attacked the German camp, each time they were thrown back, leaving behind more than 3,000 casualties. In the end they packed up and, without a backward glance, returned over the mountains to their native valleys. They were so furious they didn't even collect their pay from their French commander, Marshal Montmorency.
Potsmarter Chüri Felti, du hast viel Lieder gemacht, rühmst dich in aller Welt, du habest gewonnen ein Schlacht. Du lügst, als wie dir's Maul ist, und rühmst dich eigner Schand. Der Graben hat dir's Leben gefräst, nicht Landsknechts Gewehr noch Hand. Ihr durften dich nicht rühren, und bliebten in dem Nest, wie wohl ihr jetzt und führend groß Triumph pracht und fest. Und wir die Flucht all troffen, da wir vom Graben kommend. Warum seid ihr dann nicht nachgelaufen in tausend Teufelsnamen? Thank you. mit Pochen, Schwören, Plären, wann dir all war Alters Land. Warum han dir na während deit Knossen stürmen lan? Die Stadt han wir gewonnen, erschlagen euer Freund. Warum seid ihr da nicht kommen, dass euch's hellisch für entzünd? Heb jetzt vergut vom Schweizer, bis das er's Pass gelehrt. Und schenk ihm ein paar Kreuzer, die hätt er bald verzehrt. Mit Wildbret, Fisch und Hasen, du mein Liedlin, dich der Zart. Ich scheiß dir ein Dreck auf Nasen und drüh in Knebelbart.
As Potsmarter shows, ballads in the 16th century were often sung to the sole accompaniment of drums. Yet the fiddle, the lute and the flute were already playing an important part. Contemporary wood carvings and etchings show the balladeers, moreover, with a number of all but forgotten instruments, among which the reed flute, the jew's harp, and the drehleier, the original form of the hurdy-gurdy. The Swiss mercenaries soon forgot their puritanical attitude towards money. Only a few years after Bicocca, the phrase pas d'argent, pas de Suisse was coined, meaning no money, no Swiss, soldiers, that is. Swiss mercenaries had already beleaguered Naples in 1495 with Charles VIII of France, some of them returning with the mal de Naples, later to become fashionable as the syphilis, from whence probably came the old saying, see Naples and die. But the journeying to and from Italy also made for considerable cultural exchange. Thus, a song like Tannhäuser, our next ballad, was probably brought over the Alps by pilgrims and soldiers. The old legend of Tannhäuser and his visit to the mountain of Venus spread soon after the death of the real Tannhäuser, a German minnesinger who died around 1280. He was reported to have lived a rather freewheeling life, and it was around this figure that grew the old legend of a barren stick sprouting leaves as a sign of God's grace. The fact that the Pope, of all people, carries this stick reflects a cultural dominant of those times, namely a general dissatisfaction with the Roman Church, a feeling that was soon to erupt in Luther's Reformation. Tannhäuser was a curious knight, sought out all kinds of marvels, and that's how he came to Venus' cave and to all her lovely daughters.
Tannhäuser war ein gewundriger Knab, gross wunder wollt er schauen. Er geht wohl in der Frau Vrenesberg zu den drei schönen Jungfrauen. Als er in grünen Wald rauskam zu den drei schönen Jungfrauen, sie fingen an einen langen Tanz, ein Jahr war ihnen eine Stunde.
They danced and feasted all day long, a week seemed like an hour. Quoth Venus, stay thee here with me, and you'll marry my youngest daughter. Of your youngest daughter I want not, I see the devil in her eyes burning. Quoth Venus, prithee, watch thy tongue, to this mountain mightst be returning.
Tannhäuser, lieber Tannhäuser mein, ihr solltet uns nicht schelten, denn wenn ihr kommt in diesen Berg, so müsst ihr es entgelten. Frau Vrene hat einen Feigenbaum, er leiht sich drunter zu schlafen. Es käm ihm viel in seinem Traum, von Sünden sollt er lassen.
Venus had a fig tree. He laid himself down and slept. A curious dream he did behold, that for his sins he should seek repentance. So Rome he did reach, on his bare feet the Pope a barren stick was a-holding. As little as the stick will ever green again, as little your sins can be forgiven. Der Papst trägt einen Stab in seiner Hand, voll Dürre tut Spalten. So wenig werden dir deine Sünden nachklang, so wenig als dieser Stab grüne. Es ging einen dritthalben Tag, der Stab fing an zu grünen. Der Papst schickt aus in alle Lande, er lädt dann Häuser suchen. He hadn't been away for a day or two, the stick grew leaves and flowers. A miracle, the Pope did cry, bring me Tannhäuser hither. They sought him here and they sought him there, Tannhäuser they could not find. Tannhäuser's gone back to Venus' cave, is God's grace there awaiting? Curiously enough, in this Swiss version of the legend, Venus is called Phräne. The old Roman goddess, perhaps unfamiliar to the Swiss people, was promptly replaced by an even more ancient goddess, Verena, the Germanic goddess of fertility, of fountains and sources. Legend has it that Venus, in retirement as it were, lives in a hollow mountain. This again is a popular theme in Swiss folklore, where mountains, caves and rocks are populated or animated with all kinds of unearthly creatures. Even today, cowherds and isolated farmers tell tales of little wild men, the Wildmannli, of fairies and gnomes who populate the uninhabitable regions of rocks and ice and the depths of the mountains. Our next ballad shows similar ancient creeds. The virgin who is carried away to horrors unknown calls herself Schötzerschmied Anni. That makes her the daughter of the blacksmith of the village of Schötz. Strangely enough, our heroine really existed. Old parish records in the Lucerne village of Schötz show a blacksmith with a daughter named Anna way back in the 14th century. Whether she lived to tell the tale, we'll now hear.
Es tut da Sonneli früh aufsteh, es wott im kuhle Grase ga, es graset im Kälbli wieder Kuh. Es lugt ihm ein stolzer Reiter zu. Ach, Anneli, lass das Gras la sein, komm mit dem stolzen Reiter ein klein, ich wette dir gehe viel hundert Pfund. Wenn du mit mir kämpfst, eine halbe Stunde.
Now, what's all this about? It's about a young girl, the blacksmith's daughter called Anna. And one morning, when she's out cutting the grass, she meets a horseman, a knight in blue and silver, who offers her love and riches. So finally, she mounts his silver steed, but then strange things start to happen.
Er fiehr mit dem Mannli durch Studen und Stöck. Oh heia, oh hei, meine weisse Röck, deine weisse Röck, deine schonere nicht. Ein stolzer Ritter, das bin ich nicht. Er fiehr mit dem Mannli vor das höllische Tor, da stehen den drei, Gott Pietis davor. Der erst heisst Sannli, Gott wilche sie. Der andere stoß zur Türe nie.
As it turns out, the horseman rides on and on through rocks and bushes. He only stops at the gates of hell, where three ungainly figures expect them. Three God bless me's, in fact, as the song says. The first one bids on a hearty welcome. The second one pushes her through the door, and number three puts her to roast over a nice, cozy coal fire. Finally, they take off her lily-white skin and turn that into a lovely gray mare.
Sie setzt da Sonnli auf einen Glügestuhl, führe die Mutter gar heiß und cool. Sie zogen ihm ab seine schneeweiße Haut und miechen einen grauen Schimmel draus. Es ging um einen Nebendritt halben Stund, bis da Sonnli zur Schützer Schmiedenbruck kommt. Ach, Schmiedli, lieber Schmiedli, mich. Spitz mir drei Nägel und schlag mir sie nicht.
She hadn't been away for a week or two when a lovely grey mare turned up at the blacksmith's, saying, sharpen three nails and hammer them home. And the first shoe that ever he nailed, the grey mare turned her head and wailed, father, oh father, look whom you've shot. The grey mare's your own flesh, by God. My daughter Anna, then that's you. God only knows what you've been through. My hammer I will break in two and never be a blacksmith true.
So bist du mis Töchterli Anneli, weiß Gott, wie es dir mag ergangen sie. Jetzt han ich geschmiedet und nimmer mehr. Ich rühre der Hammer in grüne Klee.
I'm loath, as they used to say, to end on such a somber note. There's a whole variety of folk ballad themes we haven't touched upon. Songs of the daily life in alpine huts or in the towns, drinking songs, religious ballads, and so on. There are countless such collections, most of them dating from the latter half of the 19th century, when folklorists realized that this was perhaps their last chance to rescue the rich harvest of songs that otherwise might have been lost forever. Wir machen es dann die Zimmerlüt, Pray Tell Me What the Carpenters Do, belongs to the old family of Ständelieder, songs in which the different trades and crafts are riled and ridiculed one by one. There's no verse about singers in this song, which may be my good fortune.
Wir machen's dann die Zimmerlüt und so machen sie's. Sie schlönden den alten Nagel und sagen, es sei ein neuer gsi. Und so, und so, und so machen sie's. Gerade so, ja so, so machen sie's. Pray tell me what the carpenters do, and this is what they do. They hammer in a nail a day, but all night long they snore away. And so, and so, and so, that's what they do. And so, and so, and so, that's what they do. Machen's dann die Schreibersleute und so machen sie's. Sie setzen das Töpfli auf sie und schreiben das Fränkli Köstli. Und so, ja so, gerade so machen sie's. Und so, ja so, und so machen sie's. Pray tell me what the town clerks do, and this is what they do. They dot an I and they cross a T and ask for a 10-franc service fee. And so, and so, and so, that's what they do. And so, and so, and so, that's what they do. Machen's dann die Metzgersleute und so machen sie's. Sie stechen's abig ein alte Geiss, verkaufen am Morgen Hammelfleisch. Und so, und so machen sie's. Gerade so, und so, und so machen sie's.
tell me what the butchers do, and this is what they do. They strip an old cat of its bone and advertise filet mignon. And so, and so, and so, that's what they do. And so, and so, and so, that's what they do.
That was another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica. You heard historic Swiss folk songs presented by Hans-Peter Treichler.